Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, folks. I tell you what, it is drop-dead gorgeous. I was out at my favorite watering hole this morning and just having a phenomenal time. I love harbor docks here on the island. The dolphins were out in the harbor today just going like gangbusters. And just beautiful. The water was crisp clear, had a great morning meeting, and got back here. And it's so exciting. Reading Robert's book, guys, this is my second time through it. You know, another 8 hours. Maximize your free time to create wealth and purpose. And I tell you what, this chapter called Life Leeches, Reclaiming Your Life by Avoiding These 24 Time and Life Suckers. And I tell you what, it's beautiful. Because when you analyze it and you look at it, what are a leech? You know, a lot of people don't know what a leech is. They think they're these little slug bugs or something. But listen, this is a beautiful story that he writes. He says, you decide to skip the gym swimming pool to get some exercise and get out into the warm summer air. So you're standing on the dock at the local lake. The occasional chirping of the family birds are in the trees, and it just breaks the silence just a little bit. Other than that, it's all peaceful. The water's flat, similar to the way it was in the harbor today. You gaze at the lake and you think, man, this is going to be great. But just inches below the surface, the water is starting to bubble. You can't see it, but it's just got all kinds of activities because there's thousands of hungry leeches peering at the murky water, waiting for somebody to dive in. Matter of fact, they might even be able to just smell your blood as you're sitting there. It's almost like they're vampires. And it's so great because he says you take a couple of deep breaths, you raise your arms above the air, and you plunge into the water. Now, we don't do that down here. What would happen is we would run. We'd run as fast as we can. We'd jump high into the air, and we'd do a cannonball and splash. Now, when that happens, obviously, the water's going to separate. The leeches are going to move. But then you've got to touch the bottom and push your way back to the top. Or if it's too deep, you can't touch the bottom, so you just kind of stop your roll and you start going up, and all of a sudden you start feeling those stings in your body. And you're thinking, gosh, what is that? And all of a sudden it's more and more of them, and you're striving to get back to the surface. You finally break the surface. You grab a piece of breath, of fresh air, and you're struggling to get back up onto that dock. You're down there with friends. They're freaking out because what looks like mud covering your body is these blood sucking leeches. Folks, that happens every day to us. Every doggone day. It goes back to chapter 2 in Robert's book where he discussed being among the living dead. And a lot of us don't even realize what type of leeches suck the blood out of us every doggone day. I'm not talking about people that call you on the phone that need your help. I'm talking about everything. So it's crazy. Sorry about that. We had a major power surge. That's what happens when the here at the base. But anyway, every day these life-sucking leeches just jump out at us. And here's what you have to do. I want you to get out a pen and paper. I want you to write this down because this is massively important. There's going to be 24 of them. Number one is the TV. The average life expectancy of everyone in the United States, according to the Center of Disease and Control, is 77.8 years. Here's the kicker. Most people aren't just sitting around sleeping, working, all that stuff. No, they're watching TV. 4 hours and 35 minutes a day. They're watching TV. Timeless. Just watch it. That's it. And I look at that and I think, man, that sucks. Now, don't get me wrong. If you came into my office, you would see that on one of my TV screens, I constantly have the business channel on in the background. And I'll flip to news during the day. There's no doubt about that. I'm staying up on current affairs. But I don't sit around just watching the TV. I don't sit around watching all these shows. I can't even tell you what the number one show is on TV right now. I just don't watch that stuff. So here's what Robert recommends, and I think this is great. Focus on watching worthwhile programs, maybe even DVR them so that you're watching them in your downtime. You know, and that's the important thing right there, is making sure that there is time for relaxation. If you want to watch, you know, March Madness, the basketball game, stuff like that, that's great. But don't let it interfere with that other 8 hours and all of a sudden you're down. Number two is a new addiction. See, a lot of people don't realize that addictions can be anything. So you go out there and you do all kinds of stuff. I know that Robert has what he had to break is watching local news before they went to bed. And I don't do that. Matter of fact, very seldom do I watch TV before I go to bed. But I remember back when I did, I usually would try to catch one of the action shows that I had recorded. Man, I'm pumped up. I'm hyped up. I've been watching this. A lot of times it was the A-Team on reruns or Dukes of Hazzard. Then my body's so active I can't go to sleep. So if you're going to watch TV before you go to bed, turn it over to HGTV or the Food Network. Watch something that's going to be calming, relaxing. I suggest reading. Matter of fact, it doesn't fail. Usually before I go to bed, I'll grab a magazine or I'll grab a book, and I'll read a little bit. Then I go off to bed. Much more relaxing that way. Tremendously fun, to say the least. It's like, this is what rocks. This is what it's about. Folks, I suggest the same thing. Number three. Internet and social media. Now, there's no doubt that everybody on this call, everybody listening to it, knows that I'm into the social media. I've been an internet marketer before internet marketing was cool. I started on the internet when it first went live. Matter of fact, I was on the internet before it went live. We used bulletin boards. And it's like, I understand all that. But what you have to do is you've got to focus. Here's the solution. Slow down and think about why you're online. You know, this is one of the things when we were talking about Twitter that I said, man, I just hate it. I didn't see why Twitter was important. Because you're sitting there and everybody's telling me they go into the bathroom, they're kissing their woman, they're going on a trip. I don't care about that crap. Don't get sucked up into everybody else's life. All social media is when you do that is like watching voyeur TV, you know, those reality shows. That's a time waster. It's a leech. That just sucks your energy and you get wrapped up in it. That's what's been wrong with soap operas for all those years. Number four is perfectionism. I've got friends like this. Okay, there is no such thing as perfect, and as soon as you think it is perfect, you're going to screw it up. So here is the solution, and this is going off topic just a little bit from Robert's book. This is from my number one mentor in my whole life outside of Jesus Christ. Write this down. All you can do is all you can do. But all you can do is enough. That's by Art Williams, one of only, I think, 5 billionaires from the network marketing arena. All you can do is all you can do. But all you can do is enough. That's it. Don't try to be perfect. Nobody else was. So don't worry about it. Just live your life. That's the key, and do the best that you can be. Number five, maximizing. You know, Robert writes this down. I think it's good. He gets it out of Barry Schwartz's book, The Paradox of Choice. To maximize, you annualize and compare every option you can find with the goal of finding the very best choice. To satisfy, you limit the options and accept the first one that will satisfy you. Now, I analyzed that for a while. Schwartz suggests that they first identify what is important and what we really want. Once you've made your decision, focus on the positives of your choice and avoid the temptation to continue searching and comparing. This is the kicker. I'll have somebody call me up and say, hey, Troy, what's the best network marketing company? I say, there is no such thing as the best marketing company. Here's 3 for you to choose from based on your personality, based on what you told me you're looking for, based on what your hobbies are, based on your life circumstances. Never fails. 2 days later, hey, Troy, what's the greatest company? Same person. I didn't like any of these 3. I say, okay, the first ones were for free. Now it's $300 an hour, and let's sit down and get to business. Find something and move with it. If it goes with your passion, it goes with your purpose in life, rock the doggone thing out. Okay, don't sit back freaking out on all this stuff. Number 6, being disorganized. Man, I tell you what, that can be a crazy thing. If you guys are disorganized, you don't know what to do, you're stressed out about it all, give me an email offline. Send it to troy@troydooley.com. I will hook you up with a great friend of mine, her whole business is helping to organize people's lives. She's phenomenal at it. But look, Robert writes in this book, and I like this, four-step process. Number one, look at where you're at. What things do you want to get rid of? What things can you do without? Remove yourself from your emails, from email forwarding. Get rid of everything. Just think about, what can I get done? And you do it. You write a list down. Number two, operate under the policy that everything can be chucked out the window. Nothing needs to be kept. Look, I don't want to hear about, oh, Troy, it's got nostalgia. It's part of tradition. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather gave it to me. No, they didn't. You never knew them. It's just been passed down. And for all you knew, your mom and dad bought it, and they just told you it came from your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Don't be saving papers. Anything that you need to save, scan it, put it in a PDF, and organize it. Matter of fact, Robert actually says use Luxion, LUCION.com. It's a file center. Just put it all in there and keep it stored, or back it up under some program. Just make sure you have it. That's the way it is. Make sure everything is organized. Harry Wilkes is great at this. This old boy is. He's like one of these guys off TV, and I'm going to tease him a little bit. I think if you were to open up his drawer where his socks are, they probably all are color-coded Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He knows exactly what he's going to... You need to be that organized. Just do it if that's one of the leeches in your life. Number seven is your health. Folks, I've lost 24 pounds since January, all structured, all doing it the way we want to. I'm going to get another 25 or 35 pounds before the end of the year that we're focusing all the way through, getting back down to that 165. Putting on about 10 pounds of meat, you know, and beefing up. That's what happens when you have teenage girls and you want to make sure the guys know, hey, your intentions better be right. You have to stay healthy. Stop driving if you don't have to drive and walk. Start riding a bike. Start exercising. Eat the right food. Seriously, if you're not healthy, you won't be able to take the stresses that come in the day-to-day stuff. Number eight, gossip. Okay, look, this isn't a female thing. I know all the TV shows Aunt B walking around with what's-her-name, and they're gossiping about everything. Look, man, I've been at work. I know how it goes. I sat at a restaurant. I listened to all these guys gossiping about everything in the world. Yes, what good is it? If you can't provide a solution, keep your doggone mouth shut and don't be talking to people. It's about a solution, not about trying to act like you know everything. Number nine. Celebrity-itis. Okay, you got to know what's going on. Got to know what everybody's life is doing. You want to find out what Lindsay Lohan or Rob Lowe, all these guys are doing. What's Burt Reynolds up to today? Look, it's not important. And a matter of fact, I'm going to digress a little bit. One of the things that just ticks me off to no end is when you get a little girl like Lindsay Lohan. And you got all this paparazzi around, and she happens to get out of a car, and she doesn't have panties on, and there's all of her beauty and all of its glory being shown to the whole daggum world. And you want to know what happens? Every female and male that's got this celebrity-itis wants to go look, wants to go see, oh my gosh, is that what she looks like? Now take it back a step. How would you feel if that was your wife or your daughter? How would you like it if your husband had his pants down at a bar, wasn't paying attention, and everybody took a picture of it? I don't care if it's a female, male, adult, or a child. When we get wrapped up into this crap, we're ruining somebody's life. We've seen it happen to Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan. We've seen it happen throughout decades. Nobody slows down to say, what happens if that's my baby girl? What happens if that's my son? Why don't you bring it on home? What happens if it's your wife, your sister, your mother? Pisses me off to no end. Number 10, video games. Man, I don't even play video games, but I know a lot of people that do. I have a friend of mine, a boat captain, used to play all night long and then try to steer his boat and be out there fishing. Look, guys, if it's an addiction, get rid of it. Don't play it. Don't do it. Next to video games comes porn. And I know that was a big one. Sex on the computer. Almost 50% of the porn sites are now visited by females. And with the new adult social sites out there, women are getting caught up in the fantasy world. Oh my gosh, this guy loves me better. He talks to me better than my husband. Men are still wrapped up in the pictures. They're not reading the articles. They just think, oh my gosh, if my wife would do these things. Okay, here's the deal. This is how you get rid of that. You just go cold turkey. Go to a site called www.safeeyes.com or go to Triple X Church. Download their software. Get it on your computer. Get an accountability partner. Okay, guys, don't be so prudish, okay? If you're doing it, other guys are doing it. Deal with it. Women, if you're out here having your fantasies, don't pretend you're doing it by yourself. There's 45% of your friends are out there doing the same blasted thing. Find somebody you love, somebody can keep a secret, somebody that doesn't gossip, and both of you start helping each other out of this. Otherwise, it's just going to be a leech that's going to suck the blood out of you, and you wonder why we have a 50% divorce rate. You wonder why websites are out there called booty call and all this other stuff. Number 12, being reactive. Man, you don't need to be like a slot machine or a pinball game. That isn't going to cut it. That isn't going to do you any good. Every time your phone rings, every time an email comes in, every time you get a beep beep on your cell phone, you don't have to react to it. I get people all the time, Troy, did you pick up your messages? No, I didn't. Well, I left you a message. Well, if it's important, then send me a message, email me, text me, get a hold of me. Don't leave a message. Call and get me live. Everybody, if it's important, they got my cell phone number. It's that plain and simple. We have become a reactive nation. You don't have to be that way. Okay? Get back. Now, and trust me, it's like Robert Wright's in here. It's never going to be as easy as it was in the 1950s. But I'm telling you, set some boundaries. We talked about this, folks. This is so important. This is what you have to do. You have to set these boundaries if you're going to make it work. It's going to move forward. If you're going to play the game the way the game needs to be played, then you have to focus on this stuff. It's the only way to make it happen, the only way to make it work. And if you do this, the sky's the limit on where you can go, what you can do, how you can do it. That's the fun thing. That's what I love the best. Because then you'll be able to really set it up the way you need it to set up, doing what you need to do, and focus the way you need to focus. So stop being reactive. Matter of fact, here's what I would suggest. And this is just me. Not everybody does the same thing. I learned this from my mentor, John Maxwell. John doesn't read emails before 10 a.m. in the morning. Now, because I get up before John does, I literally will read my emails, usually between 5:30 and 6:30 in the morning, answer the important ones, and then I go out and I enjoy myself. I get my personal quality time, the personal time that I need to build, to grow, to do stuff. Then I come back and I get my books out, update what I'm going to be studying on, moving into the focus of the new day, you know, and we crank it out. And then I start looking at emails. I look, and I've got my emails in folders to what's most important and what isn't. You know, that's the name of the game. That's what you have to do. So stop being reactive. Put it together. When you're at night, don't worry about answering your cell phone in the evening time. If it's not your kids, blow it off. You know, if you're building an organization in network marketing, then you need to understand something. Your time is the most valuable asset you have. And your team has to know when they can call you and when they don't. This old cockamamie idea that you have to be available for your team 24/7 is about the most unrealistic thing I have ever heard in my life. Period. Totally, totally dumb. Now, I can't even think of a professional word. It's just dumb. Plain and simple. So there's no reason for you to have to worry about it. So just take some time. You know, Sunday afternoons this time of the year is the greatest time of my week because I get to sit by the pool, reading a book, hanging out with Jetty in the pool. We just have a blast. Folks, that's what it's about. It's not about all this other crap at all. It's about having doggone fun. And that's what I want you guys to have. I want you to have fun. I want you to be able to do that. So focus on that. That was number 12. Number 13, answering the phone. That just goes right along the lines of it. Okay. If you call my message, it tells you, hey, leave a message. Because I'm hanging out at the beach with my wife. I'm hanging out with the kids. I'm doing something. I usually check messages twice a day whether I need to or not. If it's important, there's a million ways to get a hold of me. You guys need to do that. Stop getting so doggone, oh my gosh, got to answer the phone. That is important. Number 14, complaining. Okay, you don't want to be complaining. There's no reason to complain at all. What's complaining do? If you're going to be talking, If you're going to be doing something, here's what I want you to do. Provide a solution. Don't just complain. Provide the solution. Hey, man, this is ticking me off. I'm frustrated with it. I have a solution. I think it'll help us go better. And you provide it to the people. That's the name of the game. 15, reading just to be reading. Now, a lot of people just go grab a magazine. They flip through the magazine. It's their dead time. They don't watch TV. They read it. Don't do that. You need to read for two reasons, pleasure and wisdom. That's it, pleasure and wisdom. If you're reading for pleasure, get you a good book and sit back and enjoy it. If you're reading for wisdom, have the book there, a red pen there, and a journal. But don't just read to kill time. Don't just read because, well, nothing else to do. I'll just grab a book, read something, read a magazine, do-do-do-do-do. Don't do that. Focus on what you need to do. Number 16, these are the other life leeches. A meeting. Man, I hate meetings. It's like going to a doggone church where there's a committee meeting every doggone week. I've got one of the companies that I do business with. It's like everybody wants to have meetings. I don't have time for meetings. I have time for productivity. Meetings is something that was happening in the 80s. It's not in the new millennial. You have meetings for a purpose, and if there's not a purpose, don't hold the meeting. Don't go to the meeting. Don't commit to the meeting. That's plain and simple. Number 17. Attending conferences. One of the big things in network marketing is that you build to the next conference. You build to the next meeting. You build to the next conference. You build to the next meeting. All that does, and this is my opinion, and I think I can prove it track record after track record, is most of the time all that does is create a cult following that's not doing any good anyway. Saves the paycheck of another guy. You pick conferences that are going to do you good. I go to one or two conferences a year, the Orange Conference and the Catalyst Conference. Both of those conferences, I donate my time, and I sit around and listen to great people mentor me. So if you're going to go to conferences, you better make sure there's a reason you're showing up. Number 18, driving. More and more of us are spending time just driving. Driving back and forth to work, driving to the doctor, driving, 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 driving. If you're going to be in the car driving, then you better make it the most productive time. Put your cell phone on hands-free so you don't have to wreck the car. Put on a good audio and learn while you're on that drive time. Don't just be, you know, hypnotized driving down the road. If you're carpooling, this is number 19, don't just carpool to save gas. Don't just carpool with a bunch of people. If you guys are going to carpool, then, hey, put a mastermind group together. Everybody should be growing. Study a book together. Listen to an audio and talk about it. Your time is the only asset you can't gain back. You need to use it for what's good. Number 20, doing more than is necessary. So many times we keep doing more and more and more, and it takes away from the other 8 hours. You don't want that. You want to be able to grow. You want to be able to build. You want to be able to do what needs to be done. And in order to do that, you want to focus on not breaking your back doing stuff that's not important. You want to do things that add value to other people's lives. And focus on that. Number 21, trying to change others. You know, one of my good friends, Harry Wilkes, will tell you all the time, I never try to change him. I accept him for who he is and what he is, and I try to figure out how I can help him better himself in where he's at. And I do that with everybody. I don't try to change my own kids. I share with them some facts. I share with them consequences, and then I walk through the experience with them. Don't try to change people. Change yourself. That's why John Maxwell wrote his first book, Developing the Leader Within You. If you haven't developed yourself, you sure the heck can't change people. I'm going to say that right now. Won't happen. Can't do it. Number 22, upgrading. And some of you may be saying, Troy, no, man, this is like keeping up with the Joneses. You don't need to upgrade all the time. I'm still running on my main server, Windows XP. This is what? Windows 7 era. Don't upgrade just to upgrade. I don't go out and get a new cell phone. Well, actually, I get a lot of new cell phones because I beta test this stuff. But the concept here is, I've got a cell phone. My favorite cell phone isn't a smartphone. I mean, it's pretty smart, but it's not fancy like an iPhone, iPod, all that crap. It's just a good old phone I can use. See, that's the name of the game, folks. The phone that I'm working on right now has got an LED that's half burnout. I still use it. Folks, that's the key. You keep trying to upgrade and be better than the Joneses. You want to get a new car. You know, my favorite vehicle in my driveway is a 1995 Ford Ranger four-wheel drive that I can go boogie in the woods with, play in the sand on the beaches with. And you don't have to be upgrading all the time. That's the craziest thing under the sun. Number 23 is working for a workaholic. And I did that for a long time. I would jump from one workaholic to the next, and then I became a workaholic. Now God has blessed me to work from my house. My wife works from her house. We raise our kids. We're financially dependent on each other and on Christ. It's the greatest thing under the sun. You don't have to constantly be working for workaholics. You can put some boundaries in your life. Sure, it's a risk. But if you start talking and getting to know your boss and they start realizing maybe the way they are, maybe you can help them. John Maxwell's got a great book called The 360 Leader. I'd suggest you buy it and read it. Number 24, sleeping. Most of us, a third of our life is spent sleeping. Think about that for a minute. Set around sleeping. Folks, we don't need to do that. Not at all. You need to spend at least 8 hours, probably. I mean, that's what all the doctors say. I can't do that for whatever reason. My days end between 10:30 and 11:30 most nights now. I'll go lay down, read a magazine, get to sleep. I'm back up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's the way my body's been since the Marine Corps. So nothing's really changed there. But you don't want to sleep 10, 12, 13 hours. And if you're sleeping that way on a consistent basis, then folks, I challenge you to find out what the problem is. Because it sounds like you got a health issue. Life is crazy, and we just covered in Robert's book, The Other 8 Hours, how to maximize your free time to create new wealth and purpose. 24 of the main leeches. Now think of the leeches in your life. Where are you at? Let me explain a little bit something in the last few minutes we've got on the show here. You know, life is crazy for us. I mean, every day with all the kids and grandkids we have, things are going on. I don't have a set schedule. I couldn't work for somebody else if I wanted to. You know, right now we're working with some attorneys and stuff to try to get our grandbaby from Alabama, and I couldn't do that if I had all these leeches on top of me, if I had to worry about what was going on all the time. Folks, you can't do that. Get rid of the leeches. Focus on what your life is supposed to be. Focus on how you can free up your time to create new wealth and purpose in your life. You create purpose. If you're all of a sudden you're getting rid of the leeches, you're going to be able to fulfill that purpose God has put into your life. You're going to fulfill the purpose that you're there for. And when you can do that, literally, the sky is the limit. There's nothing that you can't do. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I want you to join me tomorrow as we get to shifting from a consumer to a creator, the new strategy for creating wealth. Not riches, not money, but wealth. Man, have a fantastic day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind.